February, there was a jam of typhoon in the town of Kalemi around the mineral city of Nyabibu, which is about to be taken by M23, despite the declaration of the ceasefire, which had chosen that, unfortunately, it was not respected. And also, M23, for the first time in Nyabibu, they just have appointed a committee of the governor, vice governor, the mayor of the city of Goma, and the deputy mayor of the city of Goma. Then they call for a meeting tomorrow morning, a popular meeting, where they will talk to the entire population of Goma and call for media also to participate.
You are saying M23 have nominated a governor for Goma?
Not for Goma only, but the governor of the North Kivu province. So now M23 has the control of the major part of the North Kivu province, and they are in size of big territories of North Kivu. Then they have Goma, which is the capital city of North Kivu province, and for this, they had appointed a governor which will be the boss of the entire province, and then the mayor of the city of Goma. So, from Thursday, the North Kivu province will have M23 governor.
For the people of Goma, what are their feelings towards the M23? Do they feel now comfortable to live with the M23?
Easy to get the answer from people on this question, because many people feel afraid to express themselves. As you know, to be honest, the people of Eastern DRC have not welcomed M23. Otherwise, they could not fly from their villages to Goma, as Goma had hundreds of IDP camps. As Goma was the last point of those IDP camps, they could not also fly out of Goma. They decided that I can't confirm that they are happy with the situation, but they have to do so.
Tell us a little bit more about this M23 meeting. Exactly what day is the meeting going to take place?
The meeting will take place at the Limited Stadium, which is a small stadium of Goma, but the oldest stadium in Goma, the former stadium in Goma. It's where the M23 did their meeting in the first war in 2012 when they took the city of Goma, and it's where they also call for another meeting Thursday, and they call for all people. They say that they don't want any public transportation or shop to be open in the morning of Thursday, as they want all people to come to the stadium, for the people of Goma,